听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 9. Marketing and Sales. 2. Vocabulary. Account Executive. Advertisement. Advertising Agency. Advertising Copy. Alternatively. Billboard. Budget. Channel of Distribution.Communication media, consignment sales, consistently, consumer preference, contract, contract out, copy chief, copywriter, coupon, creative director, direct mail, direct selling, disgruntled, disseminate, distributor.Dominant. Dominant criteria. Executive vice president. In-house account. In-store display. Internet advertisement. Inventory. Liaison. Loyal. Market research. Market segment. Market segmentation. Market share. Marketing.Marketing mix, marketing strategy, mass marketing, mass media, modification, multi-product firm, newsletter, outdoor billboard, outlet, patchwork, patchwork quilt, personal selling, phase out, platinum, potential,Potential customer, potential market, price sensitive, pricing strategy, product development, profitably, promotion, public relations, publicity, purchase incentive, rebate, reliability, reputable, retail outlet, retailer, rival,Rival product, sales exhibition, sales performance, sales potential, sales representative, sales statistics, sales territory, solicit, special sales counter, sponsorship, stand, streamlined, subject matter, target market,Telemarketing, test marketing, unforeseen, upgrade, wholesaler, word of mouth. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to a passage and fill in the blanks. Marketing and promotion involve letting potential customers know about a new product both before it is made.And after it becomes available for sale. Advertisements in the local and national press and exhibitions in areas where there is likely to be a good market are among the ways in which this is done. The choice of media, magazines, newspapers, radio, and TV for the advertisements and of locations for exhibitions is made as a result of thorough market research so that money,All marketing departments have tightly controlled budgets, is spent where it is most likely to produce results. The advertising copy, usually provided by a specialist copywriter and set out by a designer to have the most impact, is probably the most common form of promotion, although the way in which stands are set up at exhibitions is also extremely important.News items leaked to trade magazines are also important, and they are free. Trade associations and the local chamber of commerce can provide advice about the size of markets, their location, and also about such things as price sensitivity and import controls in specific areas. 2. Listen to the first part of a passage and complete the notes. The objective of any firm is to market and sell its products or services profitably. In small firms, the owner or chief executive officer might assume all advertising, promotions, marketing, sales, and public relations responsibilities. In large firms, which may offer numerous products and services nationally or even worldwide, an executive vice president directs overall policies of these functions. Advertising, marketing, promotions, public relations, and sales managers coordinate the market research, marketing strategy, sales, advertising, promotion, pricing, product development, and public relations activities. In a small firm, managers may serve as a liaison between the firm and the advertising or promotion agency to which many advertising or promotional functions are contracted out. In larger firms, advertising managers oversee in-house account, creative, and media service departments. The account executive manages the account services department, assessing the need for advertising. The creative services department develops the subject matter and presentation of advertising. The creative director oversees the copy chief, art director, and their respective staffs. The media director oversees planning groups that select the communication media, for example, radio, television, newspapers, magazines, internet, or outdoor billboards, to disseminate the advertising. 3. Listen to the second part and answer the following questions. Promotion managers supervise staffs of promotion specialists. They direct promotion programs combining advertising with purchase incentives to increase sales. In an effort to establish closer contact with purchasers, dealers, distributors, or consumers, promotion programs may involve direct mail, telemarketing, television or radio advertising, catalogs, exhibits, internet advertisements or websites, in-store displays, and special events. Purchase incentives may include discounts, samples, gifts, rebates, and coupons. Marketing managers develop the firm's detailed marketing strategy. With the help of subordinates, including product development managers and market research managers, they determine the demand for products and services offered by the firm and its competitors. In addition, they identify potential markets, for example, business firms, wholesalers, retailers, government, or the general public. Marketing managers develop pricing strategy with an eye towards maximizing the firm's market share and its profits, while ensuring that the firm's customers are satisfied. In collaboration with sales, product development, and other managers, they monitor trends that indicate the need for new products and services and oversee product development. Marketing managers work with advertising and promotion managers to promote the firm's products and services and to attract potential users. Public relations managers supervise public relations specialists. These managers direct publicity programs to a targeted public. They often specialize in a specific area, such as crisis management, or in a specific industry, such as healthcare. They use every available communication medium in their effort to maintain the support of the specific group upon whom their organization's success depends, such as consumers, stockholders, or the general public. Public relations managers may consult with labor relations managers to produce internal company communications, such as newsletters about employee management relations. In addition, some handle special events such as sponsorship of races, parties introducing new products, or other activities the firm supports in order to gain public attention through the press without advertising directly. Sales managers direct the firm's sales program. They assign sales territories, set goals, and establish training programs for the sales representatives. Managers advise the sales representatives on ways to improve their sales performance. In large, multi-product firms, they oversee regional and local sales managers and their staffs. Sales managers maintain contact with dealers and distributors. They analyze sales statistics gathered by their staffs to determine sales potential and inventory requirements and monitor customer preferences. Such information is vital to develop products and maximize profits. 4. Sample Dialogues.
Dialogue 1.
Mr. Wang is a patchwork quilt producer. He is going to market his products in an overseas market, but he has no idea of how to develop a new market abroad. He is visiting his marketing consultant, Mr. Harry, inquiring about marketing techniques and the establishment of channels of distribution.
Good afternoon, Mr. Harry. I need your advice on exploiting an overseas market for my products.
Fine. Have a seat and tell me what information you need.
Well, Mr. Harry, how shall we start selling a new product in a new market? Shall we send our salespeople there, have them walk into the customer's premises and tell them, "Here's our wonderful new design patchwork quilts that can solve all your problems"?
In some cases, you might just do that. But before conducting mass marketing in a new market, you need to do a lot of work, such as market research, test marketing, marketing segmentation, selecting a target market, formulating a marketing mix, and...
Wait! I know you are an expert in this field, and that's why I've come to talk with you. But let's look at these aspects of marketing item by item. First, how shall we carry out market research in a new market?
That's a very big question. The main objective of market research is to find out whether there is any demand for your product, what sort of competition you'll meet, and local preferences as well.
Well, shall we send our salespeople there to carry out the market research?
It depends on your financial strength. I would suggest you employ a local specialist. If you decide to have a professional market research job done for you, I will oblige, for a fee, of course.
All right. What do you mean by test marketing?
It is a marketing technique. We produce a small quantity of the product and offer it to some selected customers to find out their reactions.
I see. Tell me something about market segmentation.
Well, when you introduce the product into a new market, you cannot expect to meet the needs of every customer, and you cannot afford to compete with every competitor, small or large. So you need to divide the whole market into smaller segments and determine in which market segment you're going to compete.
Wow, that sounds rather technical. Can you give me some idea of market segmentation for my patchwork quilts?
To give you a rough idea, for example, we can divide the whole market into four segments: people moving into new apartments, wedding purchases or gifts, people buying quilts for their friends or relatives, and tourists. And then you can decide which segment you want to focus on. That is, you can select your target market.
Now it becomes clearer to me. What about advertising and the channels of distribution?
If you can find a good local advertising agent, it'd be better to leave the choice of media with him. As to the channels of distribution, that's got to be your number one priority. You can establish your own local retail outlets, but that's rather expensive. Alternatively, you can set up special sales counters in department stores or select retailers for consignment sales.
In selecting retailers, what factors shall we consider?
Reputation and location are the dominant criteria. When you enter a new market, it's vital to choose reputable retailers as your business partners.
Okay, I see. Well, Mr. Harry, thanks for your advice.
My pleasure. I wish you success in breaking into new markets.
Dialogue 2.
Miss Tang is visiting Mr. Li, one of her customers. She is trying to promote a new model of her products to Mr. Li.
Hello, Mr. Lee. Thanks for seeing me.
Good morning, Miss Tang. Please take a seat.
Thanks.
Let me see. We last met each other at the Spring Fair, didn't we?
Yes. That was when you ordered the 818X in April. That went through all right, I think.
Yes, yes. The 818X has been working very well in our factory. I was thinking we might take another 10 for our factory in Shenyang.
Well, actually, the 818Xs have been so popular that we're supplying two versions now. The original beige 818X and a platinum gray model 818PS with a newly designed case.
Ah, yes. But are there any modifications to the engineering?
No, the hardware is exactly the same. It's a more attractive case, as you can see from this photo in the catalog. And it's much stronger, as it's made of steel, not plastic.
Hey, why haven't you sent me the catalog?
Oh, they only arrived from the printers yesterday. I'll leave this one with you.
All right. What's the price difference?
The price is only 2% more. We think the original 818P will be bought by some people who are using the original 808X and want to add on a matching 818X. New buyers will probably go for the 818PS.
And will you be phasing out the 818X then?
Although we'll probably stop production in a year or so, we guarantee to maintain stocks for 24 months.
Yes, so why should I go for the more expensive version? Our 818Xs haven't shown any signs of wear or damage, even if they have got plastic cases.
Well, our market research shows a significant preference for the new model. Although the 818X works perfectly well, of course, people often mistake its appearance for an old 801A.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
The new 818PS, on the other hand, looks much more streamlined and modern.
Yes, I remember last time I was in Beijing, I had to explain to some visitors that we weren't using old 801As.
Anyway, perhaps we can come back to that. I thought you might be interested in knowing about our upgrade path for the 608J. I think you're using one of those in the warehouse here.
Yes, it would be good if we could speed up its processing speed and improve the reliability. We can't afford to have it break down on us again.
Well, that's certainly what the upgrade would achieve. And it would also prolong its working life.
Good, good.
If you're still having a problem with reliability, maybe it'd be best to go down and have a look at it. Is it operating now?
Oh, yes. We have it going all day.
Well, and then perhaps we could come back and discuss your order for the 818PSs.
Ah, 818Xs.
Okay, let's talk about that later.
6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to a sales manager presenting the sales targets for 4 products. As you listen, match the graphs with the products. Model 101, Model 201, Model 301, Model 401. Right. Let's move on to the targets for 2002 and our medium-term plans. For the Model 101, we expect to reach sales of $250,000. This is roughly the same figure as last year, and it may be a little conservative as we are going to do a large-scale promotion campaign during the year. So perhaps we will achieve something like $300,000. Still, I prefer to keep the forecast at $250,000. Now, we come to the Model 201. Here, sales should reach $450,000. This could be a little optimistic, as we are not going to push this product in 2002. In any case, the total will probably balance out with the more conservative forecast for the Model 101. The Model 301, our most recent product, will continue to do well. Sales may go as high as $600,000. However, I have set the target slightly lower, at $550,000. Okay, let's turn to our medium-range plans. At the beginning of 2002, we are going to launch our new product, the Model 401, and we are sure sales will take off very quickly. We estimate first-year sales at $200,000. The Model 401 should initially complement the Model 101 and eventually replace it in the next few years. Finally, R&D are working hard on a medium-range product. They hope to have it ready by 2003, so we could launch it in 2004. 2. Listen to a marketing executive talk about word-of-mouth marketing. Write down the 6 tips on generating positive word-of-mouth advertising.
What's the least expensive yet most credible form of advertising? Yes, it's word-of-mouth. Every business, either knowingly or unknowingly, generates word-of-mouth that is either positive, which helps build their business, or negative, which hurts it. There are even some fortunate, but relatively few, businesses that rely entirely on word of mouth to generate more business than they can handle. Here are some tips on generating positive word of mouth advertising for you and your business. The foundation of generating positive word of mouth is offering quality products and services. You should aim to make your products and services the best they can be. Realize there is almost always room for improvement, and be willing to make such improvements when reasonably possible. Solicit, yes, actively seek feedback in the form of questions, comments, and even complaints from customers and prospects. View these as opportunities to improve your products, services, and customer support. Another key is providing excellent customer service. If customer service personnel don't consistently follow through on their words, they tend to be believed less and less, just like the boy who cried wolf. Will customers be eager to continue doing business with them? Not likely. Do your best to follow through with what you say you're going to do. Don't make unreasonable promises you know you can't keep. If something unforeseen comes up that prevents you from living up to your word, try to let the other party know about it in advance. Don't just try to meet your customers' expectations, try to exceed them. If a customer is not satisfied, take reasonable steps to try to make them happy. You might even convert a disgruntled person into one of your best word-of-mouth advertisers. The above things aren't just the right thing to do, they are smart business practices.